So, this was episode 13, The Hope Is You Part 2. I loved it. What did you guys think?
This episode was so good because there was like to me too like the beginning was so like Die Hard-esque, I could, for lack of a better, which
Right.
it's just Christmas and we were watching Die Hard. I'm sorry, that's the only thing I could think of.
Like a lot of action.
Yeah, and like the action was just really good on like all the parts, but there were also some like really good hopeful moments, which is like I like that there was a mix, that it was both parts of Star Trek and not just like one or the other.
Which is kind of like their happy medium.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. So right off the bat, they are in the ship with Sukal. So Saru was already there, Culber was there, and then Adira is new. And so when they got there, everybody could see Gray.
That made me, and I like that they did that in a way that actually does make sense.
Yes.
That like the Hollow is very, very advanced, obviously, and I also love that Culber's like, I get to meet my child's boyfriend.
Yeah, I'm wondering every time Adira goes into a holodeck, can we see Gray? Like they have a holodeck technology now.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll mess with that. I wonder if they could get something like a holo emitter, like they have in Voyager.
Oh yeah. That
That's how
would
you
be
bring the
cool.
doctor in.
Yes. A long time ago there was a ship called Voyager. Oh, Voyager. That was cool that the ship that was helping them. Yeah.
I know Riker. Perhaps there was a
Yeah.
picture of Riker on Voyager.
A bit of a pipe dream, but I thought we were going to get a lot more Vulcans and they talked about them. But we didn't see much of
Yeah, I thought we were too.
them. No Gabrielle.
No.
Yes, you get her for an episode of season, apparently.
Evidently, and no more.
No more, not allowed. I was like, is that actress really expensive or something?
Don't know. Or is it like with
Tignataro?
Yes, is it like with Tig Notaro where she's just not interested in coming very often?
Yeah. I was glad we got to see her at the end there.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about some of the what was going on with the camera in this episode. It flipped from upside down to right side up so many times, and that is not something that we've seen a lot. I think we did it once in the mirror episode, one of the mirror episodes, right at the beginning. And I don't think we've really seen it much. What did you guys think? What were they trying to tell us something?
I honestly I saw it as like them trying to keep the camera moving to kind of keep the like part of keeping the pace of like the action sequences going.
Yeah.
So the dot 23 is helping at the beginning was so cute with Tilly and so what was that ability that Oh was able to use?
I think Owo just had a like a natural human ability of like because she was a deep diver to hold her, she didn't need as much oxygen as people, but I don't think it was like an alien ability. I think she just
Okay.
how like some humans, if you build up the ability while doing like if you dive or if you swim a lot,
Right, that's true.
you would have a better ability to hold your breath.
Yeah, that's true with practice. So Lewis was absolutely right. As I was editing the last podcast, I heard this again and I loved it so much. He was like, "Oh, 100% Osira is
Yes.
going to die." You were right.
I was thinking that there was a second. Oh, there was a second. Was like because they just kind of left her body there for a second. I was like, "Is she dead?" And I was like, "Oh, yeah, she seems real dead. They
Yeah.
just don't care anymore.
Definitely dead.
Like, screw that lady."
Yeah. So Anna, her that scene with her and Michael.
What did she push Michael into?
Was that the programmable matter? Because all of a sudden it's like, okay, that
Yes.
stuff is terrifying.
Okay, that's what that was. Yes, it is. It looked like she was being pushed into a moving Borg cube.
That's the programmable matter, I believe. The thing that I thought was interesting was she coughed it out when she came out, and I thought, ooh, what if there was like a little bit of control in there? Can she have like super control knowledge now? Because that would be awesome.
I also that room, I guess it's probably the room for the controllable matter, but I was like, what room is this?
Yes, I was thinking that too. They were like, it's the data core. And I was like, we've been on this ship for 3 years. I didn't know this room existed.
Yeah, I was like, this is a new set? I was like, where are they?
Maybe it's because the ship was upgraded and they put that new room.
Oh, that's very possible.
Yeah, if it's an upgraded ocean, they upgraded the data core. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Oh, also fighting on top of the turbo lift is a really cool idea, and I'm really glad they did it.
Yeah, that was cool. Like, it reminded me a little bit of Star Wars Episode 3, Anakin and Obi-Wan fighting on the turbo lift.
Oh yeah.
And then carrying Palpatine back through it, through the tube. But she did great with no Jedi abilities.
Mm-hmm.
That was good. So Grudge is an open mystery. I'm still not ready to close the book on that.
Oh, something's up with Grudge. Grudge might literally be a queen.
Yeah. I'm not willing to let it go. Like, that fan theory it's going to stick with me till next season. Michael has to help Book, and he gets this thing on him.
Yes.
This torture scene. That was a lot.
I'm glad that Aurelio, I did like that they're like, okay, he's not as bad as the rest of them.
Yeah.
There was.
Yeah, definitely.
I would still, you know, they did kill the leader of that chain. They said that I would still go look after his family real quick.
Oh, we didn't get one of the predictions we were hoping for was Nan to come back. And so we didn't get her back. Yeah.
Maybe next season.
Yeah, maybe next season.
Hopefully. Does anyone know if that actress is having to quarantine in Vancouver?
Oh, good question. Is she on social media? We do a little spy work.
Yeah. I'm like, are you in Vancouver?
Yeah. So Vance is a good guy by all accounts.
A good guy and not dead.
Alive.
The one admiral on Star Trek.
Yeah. We need something, you know, opposite of Badmiral. Like,
yeah. I did see someone. I saw a couple people calling him Dadmiral.
I saw that.
And then I was like, oh, he has a kid. This one, apparently.
It's true.
So he is works. Dadmiral.
Yeah. They got some great costumes at the end. They all have the new uniforms.
The new uniforms are great. I was saying, I love the like soft gray of them. Like, it's very, it's not like a harsh color.
Right. But now we have to learn a whole new system of uniforms because I don't understand at all the different colors and the insignia and how the collars worked and everything. So it's going to be this whole new project.
I was like, I just need them. I need them every time they change the uniform. Just give me a book and tell me how to tell people's like rank.
Yes. Like, give us an instruction manual, please.
How can I tell their rank and what division they are?
Yeah.
I think they are going to use the TNG color rank or color division. Red command and yellow operation security and blue or light blue, science, medical, maybe. So
then we just have to figure out
the ranks.
Insignia. Yeah, the ranks.
They probably will do the color. I do love the Discovery uniforms, but I am, it never quite made sense that they're just like, we have these different uniforms from the past for some reason.
It didn't, but I like them, so I was willing to overlook it.
Fair.
So Tilly, we need to talk about her journey this season, this episode. She fought so hard to be respected as first officer, to prove she was ready to herself and everybody else. And she relinquished it. So, I mean, I would hope that her command journey is not over, but she realizes that she's not maybe ready right now.
I assume it's not. And I also feel like you're supposed to be able to command in lots of stressful situations to get used to the idea of command until he got pushed into the deep end real quick.
She did. I felt a little bit bad though, because in the last episode, she said, I do have a plan to get the ship back. And we didn't get to see that really come to fruition, because we ended up going with Michael's thing.
That's true. I think her plan was like, it's like, also we have these adorable robots on our side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we don't, I mean, is she still first officer at the end of this episode?
I don't know. Yeah. That's because I could see them being like, well, Tilly's not ready to be captain. Like,
yeah, she's so young. I mean, I know like in real life, she's probably the same age as Sonequa, but she's playing a character that's much younger.
Yeah. Or at least more green in terms of rank, because I think.
Yeah.
I think you grow up fast on Vulcan with no emotions.
Probably. So we found out about the burn and that SoCal, am I saying that right? SoCal?
Yes.
SoCal was responsible, being so integrated with the dilithium around him and the way that his body evolved in utero to deal with it. What did you think about that as being an explanation for the burn?
First, I thought it was like, I was like, oh, that's a little like anticlimactic, but actually seeing what set him off as a child. And I was like, you know, like that's some trauma right there.
Yeah.
That's a lot of dead bodies for a child to see.
Yeah.
It's a lot of dead bodies for anyone to see.
Yeah. And yeah, little boys and their moms are close.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, traumatic.
And I did love that, like, SoCal, who is so sweet, so innocent, his like first reaction is, oh, I caused this, how do I help fix it? And it's like, it's not. And I did love that, like, for the record, it's not your fault. You didn't know.
Yeah, you didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah. And having emotions is a normal thing.
Yeah.
And you're not.
Yeah.
What's not normal is being really integrated into a dilithium planet.
Right. So I'm not clear on how the song factors into this.
I don't know. I really don't. I thought it was going to be like a song his mom or the elder had sang or something like that.
What were you saying, Louis?
I think they forgot about the song. Like at some point they forgot and okay, let's leave it.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, the last time we heard about the song, it was like that it had something to do with the frequency leading them to the planet or something, but yeah. But that's not like a full song like you could play on a cello like they were.
Yeah, I assume that maybe there was supposed to be something with either the elder or SoCal's mother singing that song to him.
Maybe it got cut out as a deleted scene.
I mean, with Picard. Yeah, I mean, I know with Picard, the Narek being arrested got cut out. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I stand by. I'm right about the song, but they don't.
Yeah.
I think Lewis might be right, and we forgot about it.
Right. What do you guys think about Michael being a captain?
It made me, I like watching, I think it's been 900 years. I think she's earned her like rank. She's earned the promotion.
So I loved it. You know, I grew up watching Next Generation, and then when Voyager came out, it was amazing to me that there was a woman who was captain. And, you know, I know the show isn't for kids, but like they're gonna be around it, you know, mm-hmm. and just mm-hmm. that representation, and that I just know what it meant to me to have Janeway.
Yes. I loved, besides Samus, who seems to be going through his own thing, how happy everyone seemed for Michael.
Okay, we need to talk about Samus.
I don't. Samus, I think, maybe needs to go see a therapist. And unfortunately, his husband has been acting as therapist, which I don't think it would be healthy for him to use as a therapist.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Culber's like, I'll just keep the biggest smile for Michael as Samus is glaring at her.
Yeah, there was something there, and the camera hung on him just the extra second to make sure.
And
we
you
saw
could
it.
Even see Michael like react from the first time.
Yeah,
it's something I assume will be explored next season. It's also there was not a lot of Anthony Rapp in this episode.
No, well, he was shot out of an airlock. I mean, it would be a little difficult to forget.
Yeah.
For sure.
I don't know, maybe Stamets feels like he can't trust Michael now, but I do love that literally everyone was like, yeah, Michael was right. Like, you know, that was the correct action.
Yeah. Yeah. And part of what's bothering him probably is not having an outlet to be like, no, this was not right, because his feelings don't, his truth is something else.
Mm-hmm. I also love Admiral Vance right away being like, no, Commander Burnham was correct. That was right. That was the right thing to do. Sorry.
So Saru gets to go to Kaminar, which we were really hoping he would.
I hope, even if it's like happens in like a break between like season 3 and 4, I hope he gets to stay on Kaminar for a second. Because mm-hmm. it's been, 900 years. But like, even before that, he had to go to Kaminar once, and before that he could like just never go there.
Yeah. He's been and through some drama.
He also like obviously cared a lot about Kaminar and had kept all these things to like show that like what he had been capable of when they were a pre-warp civilization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his whole little garden. That was really nice.
I also would love to see him like be able to interact with Kelpians that he helped save like 900 years ago by being like, by the way, you don't need to be food or whatever the doing with them.
Yeah. And I love too that we had a whole other episode of Doug Jones' face, his whole face.
Yes. And also like the like when they chose to like turn the hollow off and like have it switch back to Saru and have Sokal see him was like perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it'd be interesting to see if like Saru's kind of a legend on Kaminar now, because it was like, oh,
he was the first one, to leave.
Yeah, he's the first one that left. He's the one who told us we didn't have to die.
Yeah,
I did love him telling him about making food and be like, what, the hollows don't eat, what's up with you?
Yeah. That was good.
Did anyone, what alien was Adira supposed to be?
Sahian.
Oh, were they
supposed to be? Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I was wondering.
Gray was either Vulcan or Romulan. I couldn't.
I thought Vulcan, but yeah, I guess that's.
I assumed Vulcan, and then I realized there are some Romulans that look exactly like that.
True. Although
I've never seen a Vulcan with that
haircut.
Yeah, that's true.
Made me kind of think he was Vulcan.
Mm-hmm. But that's because Gray has blue hair. But I was like, I've never seen a Vulcan be like, I'm gonna rebel by dyeing my hair.
That's true. Well, the hologram,
yeah,
made him like have his personality still.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if Doug Jones got to sleep in on those days.
That would have been nice, huh?
Everyone else has to go in and get makeup on, and I get to sleep in.
Yeah. Although he did end up with those sores on his face. That probably took a little
That's
bit.
That's true. But that cannot be as much as getting into full Saru, right?
I can't imagine it would be.
Or at least his feet had to hurt less, right? He didn't have those boots.
Oh, yeah. definitely the heels.
The heels book, or lack thereof.
Yeah. So Book can operate the spore drive.
That was interesting. And I was like, oh, and that makes complete sense.
Mm-hmm.
Why Book would be able to do that.
So now I'm wondering if like Deanna Troi could have operated a spore drive.
I don't know. I think they were trying to say maybe not, because they were like, oh, because he can like interact with things different from him, which as far as I know, Deanna Troi, it had to be sentient, and it wasn't even every sentient being, because Ferengi couldn't she couldn't read Ferengi. Or maybe she could, but if it was luckily just not Ferengi spores.
Right.
Or although Deanna for the most part was empathic and not telepathic, I wonder if it would have been easier for like a full Beta Zed person.
Yeah, maybe so.
I would like to see a fan fiction of Lexana Troi being the one
being able to use support.
Yeah.
And where would she choose to go? Yeah.
Just have to hope she doesn't want to go shopping or something.
So the hug at the end with Sahil. I loved that.
So sweet.
He just needed to be around other people. And I just love that he was. I was a crying mess like the whole end of this episode.
So good. Especially, for a second, I really thought Owo was about to die.
Me too.
I like,
was genuinely concerned for her safety.
I might have, like, I had to stop myself, like, going on Twitter and trying to see if someone had, like, tweeted about it. So I was like, not okay with this. But no, instead the robot that they could fix died.
Yeah.
They could fix it, so good.
So did anything surprise you this episode for the finale?
The Admiral's not dead.
The Bible of the Admiral.
I didn't quite expect it to be like, and I loved it. I didn't quite expect it to be as action-packed as it was.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't expect Burnham to be promoted at the end of the episode.
Yeah, that was going to be mine.
I was like, but what about Saru? Was like, always people were like, I want to be captain. I was like, but Saru.
Right. I want Saru to be captain. But if he doesn't want to be captain right now, that's okay too. I missed this quote at the end the first time I watched it.
Oh, yeah, the Gene Roddenberry quote? Yeah. I was...
I'll read it. In a very real sense, we are all aliens on a strange planet. We spend most of our lives reaching out and trying to communicate. If during our whole lifetime we could reach out and really communicate with just two people, we are indeed very fortunate.
What do you think that quote means?
I mean, I think he had a good handle on that we all need human connection, and that's how we're built, and that a lot of our communication is superficial, and we don't really connect on a deep level a lot of times. Those kind of deeper relationships are harder to come by.
But I mean, why they choose that quote?
To put it on here?
Yes.
I don't know. How do you think it ties in, Lewis?
When I read the quote, I have to translate in my head, of course. Mm-hmm. But I had the feeling that they were saying, well, we are making discovery for people. And if we reach a lot of people of a few people, it's the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's not about the numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Like, if you watch it and if you are a fan and you watch it and you don't like it, too bad for you. Like, we are going to keep doing it. Something like that, I felt.
That could be.
Maybe I'm wrong, but that was my feeling.
I could definitely see it that way.
Okay. My one other thought is, since it's talking about communication and really deeply connecting with people, this season in particular was criticized for the emotional scenes and the working through and, oh, this character needs therapy and that, you know, but they were connecting on a level that they hadn't, because the first two seasons we were worried about the mirror universe and than the Red Angel. And then this time we had these in-depth moments where we got to know them more. Not everybody, there are still crew members on the bridge that we don't know as well. maybe next season, but
fingers crossed.
Yeah, but I think maybe it was a bit of an answer to this is why we spent time letting them connect and seeing that human interaction is still vital and important.
Also, remember that at the beginning of the season, a lot of people was complaining about this is going to be a Dark Federation. This is going to be like Andromeda and things like that. It was completely different.
Yeah. I mean, all things considered, the Federation was still pretty light, like, or still pretty optimistic and hopeful.
Mm-hmm. We didn't meet the president of the Federation as we had speculated.
Did not.
So there is still a chance that could be Riker.
Riker. Still keeping up the hope.
I also love the idea, what if it's like a descendant of Riker and Troy, still played by Jonathan Franks, though?
Yeah, there's no need to give up the dream yet.
I guess, because I'm thinking you only meet the president in like Star Trek shows very infrequently. I can think of one of the movies, and then there's an episode of Deep Space Nine where you like see the president.
Yes. Two movies on Deep Space Nine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you talk about that. Yeah. So I'm going to start watching tonight, and I'll have to see how fast I can get through it. Yeah.
The only thing I think is like, is there any, like, do we have any predictions for next season or?
I hope we'll see Nan again.
Same.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
I hope they work on getting Gray.
Yes.
Visible, I guess.
To other people.
Tangible.
Yeah. That would be good. I think that would make Adira happy. And Gray just looks so sad.
I think we are not going to have a big mystery next season. Maybe the stories, they are going to be more personal.
Like, especially with Stamets.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I hope we get to see more of like Saru on Kaminar.
Yes. That would be cool. I'm just wondering if he would find some sort of life work there. Because that's kind of where his heart is. And I'm just wondering if for narrative purposes, he needs to stay so that Michael can develop more.
Maybe, but I also, because like he's still like a main character, so I feel like they have to have him like as part of the story in some way,
right? So maybe they'll do, you know, a Kaminar adventure.
It will be like in the middle two TNG movies when Worf's still on Deep Space Nine, so they have to have an excuse for Worf to be there.
Yeah.
They're like, we picked him up. We were at a conference. Worf was there.
Well, you know, he's not an egomaniac. He would let her be captain and
this is true.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm like, I'm so happy with this season, but I'm also sad there's no more of this season.
Yeah, I hope that Deep Space Nine fills that void for me because I'm going to be feeling it. I have a Star Trek shaped, it's like a little delta shape hole in my schedule now.
There's a lot of Deep Space Nine for you to watch.
Yeah, that's good.
A lot.
I mean, that first season's shorter, but like by shorter, we mean the size of normal seasons now.
Yeah.
And the rest are like 26 episodes. Have fun with that.
Yeah.
I also, Deep Space Nine does have some of my favorite, like, this episode is really silly. And I was like, yes, it is, but I love it.
Some of those. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, see you guys on the 28th. We are going to be recording with A Strange New Pod, a big combined mashup episode. I'm looking forward to that. And then after that, probably about 2 weeks after that, we'll be releasing our first episode, doing a review, recap, opinion show about Deep Space Nine Season 1.
I apologize already for how much I love Bashir and don't care that other people don't like him early on.
I can't wait. I see the debates. I'm like, what does this mean? So I will have an opinion next time.
Yay!
All right. See you guys then.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.